CR. In Momo.
TR, in for MFW.
Good evening, Jimmy. How are you doing this evening on this dreary old day?
It's lovely. I'm coming through all these four-way stop signs over here. A little cut through, gets over here to 290. They finally got it paved and all the street lights up. It looks pretty good.
Just disregard those stop signs, and if they happen to stop you, just tell them it's okay by Tom, N0TR.
So, this place will put you under the jail if you know somebody.
Stop signs mean it's STOP, that's skid tires on pedestrians, isn't it?
There's nobody out for me to skid them on.
Have you been having to work out in this crud any, Jim?
Well, the only work I've done is I went up on up there to Steve's house, and we worked on his antenna a little bit to see if what was wrong with it. Couldn't find nothing wrong, so stood it back up, and it started working. So we don't know what we did.
Sounds like just an outside guess, a PL-259 connector that wasn't done exactly right, or if they were prefab by the wireman, well, you know they're right. But that's a common thing, and if you move it, sometimes it works. And that was the last thing you do.
Lowered it down. He's got a fancy lean over tower. He's got it rigged up real well. So they laid that sucker over and checked all the connections. Nobody was loose or broken or anything like that, but don't know what we did. Next time it shows up, I guess we'll go back at it again.
Roger. I've been having a similar problem with my beverage antenna, which is a much simpler setup, and I found it to be a connection that I didn't have anything to do with, honestly, but I should have caught it. I thought it was the leads going into the resistor, and it wasn't. It was the leads where they terminated to the, I guess somebody broke one off or something, and then they just wrapped it around the radial part of the wire sticking out, but they didn't solder it. So I was getting intermittent readings across the terminating resistor. But they sure do help on my CW, on listening. It takes that atmospheric noise out to where it doesn't drive you nuts, you know. And I hadn't operated for a while, and I went back to use it, and I kicked the RX antenna on, and it just attenuated the snot out of it. So I couldn't use it, and that's okay. I can listen the other way. And that, and the fact that we've had so tremendous amount of rain, you just never know what that's going to do to systems.
My fault was those traps that's on that antenna, and make sure that those little holes were turned to the bottom. Thought maybe water or something got in there with so much rain we've had, but everything looked good.
Yeah, we see the bottom. A Yagi like Bob had, and Bob told him same thing, but when you're young and new, you don't listen as well. Within about a year, he'll be changing that out, but the good thing is, you can do it easily, and I like those log periodics. They don't have loading coils. My antenna back home was a Mosley, and it had loading coils. And if you got an ice storm, oh, man, they just droop to beat the dickens. And, of course, the standing wave went way up. It'll do that on any of them. But it, there's a guy without his lights on. I think I woke him up. Flipped my bright setting. But loading coils in the ice and the wind are a detriment. You're better off with something without it, put it that way. But you live and you learn.
Live and learn. Been there and done that quite a bit. All right, man, I'm sitting here in the yard. I'm going to grab my jump and go in the door and yak a little bit, stir up the pot. So I'll see you here in a little bit. N4MFW Mobile, be clear after yours.
Okay, Jimmy. I'm going to have to get a volunteer to help me carry in. Bernice made the treats for tonight. I'm sure you're not interested in that, of course. Cherry cheesecake type thing. I'm coming up on Wade Hampton, so I'll see you in a little bit. That's N0LTR.
KP4CPA.
Hi, Dave, buddy. Where are you at as far as logistics go? I got you, so you want to be sure and come over to land. And if you happen to get there about the same time I do, I'll help you carry in these platters of treats that Bernice made.
Very good. And I notice everybody always eats those things up in a hurry. And first come, first serve, and if you get there late, you do just out of luck.
Well, I can almost certainly guarantee you that they'll be gone quickly tonight. It's the cupcakes and their cherry cheesecake, just like if you had a cherry cheesecake pie, I guess you'd call it. And then the other one looks like a great big pizza, and it's thin slices of cherry cheesecake. But you're right, it's first come, first serve. I think there's 30-some servings, and she'd been baking this afternoon. She loves to do it. I didn't ask her. She just said, I'd like to make them for tonight. And I said, oh, okay. And then everybody says she does it too often, but she thoroughly enjoys it, and so I'm not going to mess up her fun any.
Thing, you know, don't rob her of the joy of something she wants to do. And my grandmother was like that. She had a servant's heart. She wouldn't even, even as children, I mean, she wouldn't let us. If we got up and went in the kitchen, she jumped up to see what we needed. She didn't want us, you know, having to wait on ourselves. She wanted to wait on us, and that's just the way she was.
Yeah, that's exactly what Bernice does, and she'd go hungry to make sure that somebody else didn't. It's just her way.
Goodwin, you better hang on to her.
I noticed when she does the grapefruit in the morning, she don't cut it down the center, and she always gives me the bigger piece. And I said something to her about it one day. And I go, well, no, that's all I need. And I told her to cut down on the sugar on mine. She did, so now I have to go over and get the sugar bowl and put more on it.
Well, you're probably like me with sugar, with like I am with salt. I like salt a lot of my food. And my daughter, the nurse, she'll see me put salt on it. She said, Daddy, you need to cut down on that salt. Now, if you knew what that was doing to your body. And I said, well, honey, my sodium level's always normal on my blood work every 6 months. I said, she said, well, that's not the same thing. So I'll just say, Beth, look over there. And I'll grab the salt and put some salt on my food real quick, kind of distract her.
It's N0TR. I did the same thing most of my life, and guess what I got now? Wasn't exactly. Bernice's mom was a farmer extraordinaire, and she would always tell me that's a mild poison, Tom. And above a certain level it is, and boy, I'm telling you, if you look at the content of salt in, say, a can of soup or something, well, they can, but there may be two servings in that can, and it'll be 1,600 milligrams or so, or above 1,000 anyways. Well, the average human is supposed to have 2,000 milligrams in a day, ice back then, I'd even salt my watermelon, Dave.
KB4CBA. Yeah, I salt my watermelon, I salt cantaloupe. You know, it just, to me, it just brings out the flavor and just makes it more enjoyable to eat. So I've done that ever since I was a kid.
Famous last words. Yeah, me too. I did for many years. But now, you know, if something's got a little extra salt on it, Dave, I can't tolerate it. I notice it. It's kind of like a cigarette smoker, you know. They're the ones that can't tolerate someone smoking around them the most. So the salt's become that way with me. Well, I'm here, Dave, and I got to pay attention to my parking, and I'll see you in a little bit. This is N0TR, 73.
I got about 8 or 10 minutes to go. I'll be there in a few. Get that thing parked, and I'll see you in a minute. KP4, CBA Mobile.
Hammer's got water on it. I might have to jump out and see how close I am here. N0TR clear.
KN4BWA, save me in space! Save me in space, y'all!
What are you saying? I can't even understand you.
Save me a parking space!
Understand you.
It's a parking place, but for guys like him, it's $10 a spot.
Do you know what I gotta say to you right now?
He spit all over his microphone. Greg, you'll have to put that in there as a full disclosure that you've actually spit in your microphone.
A non-smoker, but a spitter. I gotta get out. N0TR.
We'll see you over there, Tom. Are you coming tonight, David?
As fast as I can go without getting a ticket.
I hear you. All right. Well, I'm over here on 14 headed over there. So, we'll see you over there. Hey, you know they're going to do those Arduinos tonight.
Roger, yep. I've been reading the emails.
Well, now, did you order one?
Get it?
I didn't either. You know, I'm sure they're fun to play with, but, you know, I did electronics for a living my whole life, and I burned EEPROMs. I even had my own EEPROM burner for the longest time. Timing circuits, I just got up to my eyeballs in that stuff, and I just want to talk on the radio.
Well, with that, to each his own. I mean, you know, there's so many facets of the hobby, and, you know, you don't have to be involved in them all. And I was thinking about building a 6-meter sideband double bazooka, but doesn't look like there's much to it, but I feel like I might need some assistance. And but I understand there's not a whole lot of going on 6 meters. It's just kind of hit and miss.
Well, I just got off the telephone or the cell phone with KN4UBG Kevin, and he said that he made his first two contacts on FT8 on 6 meter yesterday.
Well, I'll be on sideband or FM. I don't have FT8.
Know what you mean? That goes back to I just want to talk on the radio. You know, in a couple of years after I've really got this thing honed down and I've picked up a few of the really hard spots to get, then I might do that. So, anyhow, Well, anyhow, I've never had a contact on 6 meter or 10 meter for that matter.
I had one on 10. There used to be a net on 6 meters on the 5341 repeater, but I don't think they call that net anymore either. I think it was either Tuesday or Thursday night at 8 o'clock. I think it was Tuesday night.
Well, maybe we can get back over there and see if we hear it. Like I said, like I told you the other day, if you want to play on 6 meter some, I've got that here in the truck. We can play a little bit, see what we can come up with.
Let's go about the radio that you have there that's 2 meter. Well, no, it's actually a 4-bander, but you're using 2 meters and 440, the cross band. Do you have to have a special antenna for that?
Well, yeah, a regular 2 meter antenna won't work with it. Diamond makes one that's matched up for this radio, and it's got the loads in it. It's got 10, 6, 2, and 440.
Okay. Well, so I would have to change, antennas, and, but anyway, I've got a 6 meter HT that you can actually, I have a kit that you can, unplug the battery and plug this thing in its place, and it has the power lead coming off of it and the antenna lead, and you just plug it in the cigarette lighter and hook your antenna up. I put a trunk lip mount on my Mustang. It was the other one, my 96, and I don't think I maybe talked to one person on 6 meters the whole time. It was just a total waste of time putting that thing in my car.
When we get over there, I've got that antenna on my truck, and I'll show it to you. Do you want to see it?
The one I'm thinking about, I've already seen it, is the one that comes through your cover there on the back.
Yeah, but you can lip mount it.
I could probably use the mount that I have and just screw it on. And I really like Diamond. I tell you, I'm real impressed with them. Well, I'm here at the intersection 357. I guess this is 101, I don't know, or no, it's 357 in Poinsett, and at the hot spot. I'm trying to turn left, but I can't see if it's clear or not.
Well, you concentrate on that traffic through there, bud, and I'm just about to turn into the place right now anyhow, so I'll see you over here.
2 minutes, KB4CBA.
Okay, and 4VWA, clear.